Hello, I'm your guide to Tate Sensorium.
Almost like joss sticks.
An attempt at the Tate to enhance art with taste, touch, and smell.
I'm getting fruit.
Senses normally overlooked in an art gallery.
Baths. Granny's sort of home with baths and that kind of perfumey smell.
Sweet and slightly scary.
So that granny smell next to a post-war painting, it was actually a recreation of the best-selling scent of 1948.
It started off quite distinctive, but I couldn't put a name to it.
And this one,
ugh.
Spray polish from the 60s.
Oh, that's horrible.
Next, the touch exhibit. You place your hand through what looks like a letterbox and feel a sort of invisible object. It's a product of the burgeoning science of haptics, the study of touch.
I can feel a shape that's made of wind.
Very strange. It almost feels like a sort of sphere.
It feels like I can almost pick it up.
And this is a device central to research being carried out at Sussex University. There's nothing to see. These are objects created entirely by sound. Professor Sriram Subramanian.
The basic principle is quite similar to when you go to a rock concert. You feel the music in your chest, but instead of using the bass frequencies that are in the rock concert, we use ultrasound frequencies.
They're not alone.
A butterfly is projected sitting on a user's hand.
Disney is looking at how film or video games could have virtual objects you can feel.
The fluttering of the wings is mapped to the pulse.
But all this has also come with new discoveries about our sense of touch. Take the hand itself.
What we found out in this first experiment is that people associated the area around the index fingers, the thumb.
Dr. Mariana Obrist showed me research that suggests touch around the thumb evokes more positive feelings than around the little finger. It's the beginning of what may become an emotional map of the hand that may help digital communication become a bit more tactile.
I think it's trying to understand the things which we are taking for granted, like touching you when you are here. But if you are not here, how can I still kind of exploit this channel and the emotions and also kind of the experience we have to share it with our loved ones?
In an age of text and video, we are beginning to see a reawakening of the value of the neglected senses. Back at the Tate, I met the exhibition's sound designer, Nick Ryan.
There's a sort of renaissance in the senses. The senses have been sort of thought to be a bit vulgar in a way over the last 200 years, and I think people are beginning to get really interested in them. You know, we have motion sensors and we have microphones and we have speakers on our phones, and therefore we need to create media for all those sensations.
And finally, the last object in the show, a gloomy Francis Bacon picture. And to accompany it and enhance the experience, a chocolate that tastes of
dirt. I'm getting a very rural experience here.
I've never tasted mud before, so I'm not sure whether it tastes like mud, but for some reason, just the chocolate and looking at that, I just get a really strong image of mud. I have no idea why.
Quite what you would want to communicate if we could ever transmit a taste like that is up to you. But it's a message no one will ever ignore.
How very unpalatable and dry, and it sucks everything out of you.